Hey guys, thanks again for listening to our podcast. Remember, if you have any questions or comments, you hit us up on Facebook or email us at scootphilly@gmail.com. Thanks. Hey guys, welcome to another podcast of Two Wheels and Some Tools. My name is Ben, and today I'm joined with Dan, Jen, Geiger, and Bart.
Hello.
Greetings.
If you guys don't know, we have Jennifer Hall here, who's pretty much famously known for her new R2-D2 helmet. It's kind of gone viral on the internet. Before we start, Jen, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am an artist. I'm a pastry artist, a scientific illustrator, a beer enthusiast.
Dinosaur lover.
Well, that's part of the scientific illustration, but yeah. And I've been making scooter helmets. One that's gone viral, and the other soon, hopefully,
do you Raptor much?
Do I rap?
Do you Raptor much?
Ooh.
Awesome.
So,
I'll shut up now.
So, I went to school for art and geology, and now I just kind of do whatever I feel like doing.
Awesome. How long have you been scootering for?
2 years. Actually, we're probably like near 2 years to the day that I bought my scooter from Sean.
Cool. Sean, unfortunately, not here with us today, but so you drive a Kymco Cento?
Kymco Cento 50.
50, awesome.
Very nice little, kind of like the Metropolitan, but...
But faster and nicer.
But kind of awesome.
Yeah. You know? Awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
So what led you to make a R2-D2 helmet?
I don't know. I mean, I was driving... You guys sold me the Ladybug helmet. Mm-hmm. And I really liked getting all... really liked the attention that got everybody's... You know, nice helmet. You know, it got kind of old, though. I was like, I need something else. And I told you guys, I was like, I'm gonna paint a helmet. And then it took me like a year to do it.
Yeah.
But the idea just kind of... I don't even remember when it came to me. It just kind of...
Yeah, we had a scratched up helmet laying around. And said, here, take this.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm going to do it. And then a year later, I walked in with the helmet.
Now the helmet, is it... did you airbrush it or...?
No, it's not airbrush. It's spray paint, you know.
Cool.
Yeah. I sanded it. I primed it. And then I just kind of... You're really 101 spray paint stuff. Just spray paint it, tape it off, spray paint it, a bunch of clear coat. Not really.
For those not in front of their computers right this second looking it up on the link, surely we have linked to on our website here. It's a half helmet, and it's done up to look like the top of R2-D2's dome.
You've probably already seen it.
They've posted you on.
Oh, God. I should have come with a list. So it started on Geekadelphia. So, you know, props to them. I owe them a lot. And they're really cool people. And then it went on to a bunch of ones. Geekology. Gizmodo was a big one. Kotaku. And then the Discovery Channel blogged about it. Mythbusters tweeted about it. And I'm missing a few. So to everybody else that blogged about my helmet, thank you. I'm sorry.
Hey, what's your NPR's?
NPR did NPR blogged about it. They did a little Tumblr thing. And
I know you were on Dorkly. I saw you on there.
Dorkly, yeah. It within a week, it was just all over the internet, and you know, it was awesome and kind of creepy at the same time.
Your life wasn't your own.
Yeah. What? I can't control the comments that people are leaving. Well, I thought I dressed pretty PG, but apparently not.
Right. What kind of comments were you getting?
Oh gosh, I think got was it who's Geekology? Some pretty raunchy comments on that one.
Yeah.
About my boobs. Mm. I mean.
Your what?
Tell us more.
Not boobs like you know them. Not the uniboob head thing.
Jen has her own blog, which is all where all these photos are, right?
Yeah. Best way to get there is to go to phillyartgirl.com, and then there's a link.
And there's the photos that people are commenting on.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can leave your own dirty comments.
Right. Yeah.
Really, get creative, though. I mean, the best one by far was, I would beep, beep, boop her.
Oh, R2-D2.
I'm so sick of hearing, like, I totally fap to this, and it's, like, gross.
No, beep, beep, boop, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, do you have any other helmet in production currently?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I was almost done, and I got some paint pens, and just took the paint pen to the helmet, and it just exploded all over the helmet, and that's, you know, I had to start all over, which actually was for the best. I changed some of the colors, but it's going to be awesome, and it is another pop culture reference, and that's all I'll say for now.
Awesome.
You'll have to stay tuned.
Awesome.
I'll tell you guys after the show. I'm just broadcasting.
Oh, okay. Right.
Awesome. Okay.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
We don't want to steal your ideas before you do it.
That's pretty much what's going on here.
Understandable.
Yeah. I know, so you guys would.
Do you think this might be a growing trend with people making their pop culture style helmets, or?
You know, I think it's already been done. I mean, I'm not the first person to do it, although I'm certainly the kind of first person to kind of go sexually viral. And I mean, I don't mean that sounded wrong. But
yeah. There's an ointment for that now.
Someone wants to go at it.
I've seen, you know, you can search around the internet. I've seen helmets done up. A lot of them are full face helmets that have been airbrushed or something.
Like Spider-Man and stuff.
I've seen like a Boba Fett one that was really awesome.
Yeah,
and they're doing like the film with the holes in it over top of the visor on the full face helmet. So the whole helmet is painted all the way around it, even the visor, but you can see through the little holes.
Yeah, that's like on the side of
a bus where they had the ad that covers the whole side of the bus. When you're inside, you can actually see.
Well, maybe something.
Yeah, so it's not the first helmet that's been done, but it's definitely the coolest one that we've seen, especially locally.
If I spray painted the visor, there'd be it wouldn't go very far.
Well, no, but...
Although that does that leads me to what we were talking about earlier with the people saying that my helmet is useless now.
Right.
And I'm sure they're so worried about my safety and not being total douchewads.
Right, yeah. Snarky. They're saying that once you modify a DOT helmet, that, you know, painting it makes it not safe anymore. Of course, they're talking about a half helmet.
I mean, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and you also got to remember, I'm driving a 50cc... I mean, any wheeled vehicle is dangerous in its own right. But, I mean, it's not like I'm... riding on the highway.
What I want to know is are they saying that the paint is causing a chemical reaction with the plastic?
That seems to be the overall message. Yeah. Well, there is the PVC component, which I can understand, but I'm going to still ride it, so you all can relax.
Huh. Which is funny.
I wonder if that's the next Mythbuster episode.
When you buy a pre-made graphic helmet. You know, they paint it and then put a clear coat on top of it. So,
actually, what you do is probably, you said you sanded it, right? So then you got rid of the clear coat.
Well, no, I actually, I only sanded it so that the primer would stick. So the initial paint job is actually,
So then really, you haven't done anything but embellish the helmet.
Especially
with a primer coat on top of it. So, I mean,
it wasn't awesome and it's now awesome.
And now it is. Actually, yeah.
I'd say anything that makes people want to wear a helmet is still better than, hey, that's fine if you're
I want to get one of those neon mohawk things and put that on top of all
there
helmets.
You go, yeah, you know, that's safe.
They're gonna be cool.
My wife has one of those.
Awesome. I can ride what down south.
Yeah,
well, just no, all you do is bob your head a lot, that would help.
Yeah,
well also you don't,
I'm just warning you, coolness is
speaking of helmets. I was down on South Street recently because you know, they want any flash mobs on a Tuesday night. And I seen them actually, when they come up to a stoplight, they told a couple people, you know, to put their helmets on or to at least their eye protection, which I thought was like, oh, wow, they actually...
But
they only told the people who actually were stuck at the light that they were standing right in front of.
People on scooters
your tax
and motorcycles?
Dollars
people on motorcycles, mostly crotch rockets, one guy on a Can-Am.
But Pennsylvania's not, it's not
you
required.
Eye protection.
If you don't have goggles or glasses, you have to have a helmet on.
Right.
Right.
Oh,
so they can't tell you
other?
To put your helmet on, but they can tell you, hey, where's your eye protection?
Gotcha.
So the guys would fish around for their sunglasses. So the guy in the Can-Am now, instead of driving around with no eye protection, he has his sunglasses on now at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so
well, he's not going
to
fall off.
Tell me how safe that is, but at least it was refreshing to see someone actually saying something to someone.
Something to someone.
Yes.
It could have been anything.
It could have been anything.
To anybody.
Excuse me, sir.
Something.
The cops were sort of maybe doing a job.
That reminds me of the one story of that one girl that came in and she said she just got a ticket from Philly cop and she was riding by. I guess I don't know where she was, but she was riding by a cop and the cop's like, come over here. And she's like, all right. She's like, you know,
easy.
Should be wearing a helmet or
right? Like, where's your helmet? And basically, you know, you need to wear eye protection.
Yeah.
That's required by law. You know, even though you should be wearing a helmet, you have to wear eye protection, which you didn't have on.
He's like, I could write you a ticket, and you go, oh, you're ridiculous.
Yeah, she basically said, oh, you're ridiculous. And he's like, well, I wasn't going to write you a ticket, yeah, but now you just told me I was ridiculous, so here you go.
Well,
here's a $96 ticket.
Yeah.
Strong work.
Well, right. Can't really blame
and he was like, I was just being nice. I was just going to tell you need to wear eye protection, and now you call me names and stuff, so here you go. Here's your $96
ticket. How dare you call me ridiculous? I've never been
right. I mean, when a cop's telling you something, don't mouth off to him.
I do have to defend the police. Have been huge supporters of mine in the city.
Well, you know, as a cute young lady, I can see they would be a huge supporter of yours.
A shout out to the sheriff's department, especially. I'm not kidding.
I love it. Slightly older male degenerates, however, sometimes don't get the same treatment.
But you need
speak
more
for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. You need more boob goggles.
I really haven't.
More boob goggles, and I think you'll do better.
But,
In my case, I've been doing my own little bit to for artwork on my helmets. I just use reflective tape and put the little diddle-doos on my helmets.
Well, you know,
the adhesive residue
has now rendered your helmet useless because it's affecting the paint job.
Yes. So
and I now, say that because I'm worried about your safety.
Yes, because of the
I'm not just being snarky.
Qualities.
Yes. It's eating through now, and now your helmet's useless.
Yes, well, but at least they can see me.
I mean, it's quite spongy,
Yes.
Like my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us, how about we were going to talk about, since we actually have a girl here.
Yes, the next topic.
We were going to talk about.
I don't want to talk about my boobs anymore.
I know, they're sore, but come on.
Go on. Never mind.
Anyway, we're going to talk about maybe there's some differences. What's it like to be a girl riding around on a scooter these days?
Yeah.
You know, I know as a male, we oftentimes get made fun of for riding new stupid little, you know, mopeds and such.
Yeah.
And we'll get a real bike and all that stuff. And I oftentimes have, you know, females come in and tell me, oh, no, everyone's like, oh, look at that. It's so cute. Look at it. It's neat.
Yeah. In recent memory, I have not gotten made fun of, but equally annoying. Any time I'm stopped at like a stoplight or just any opportunity, somebody's standing on the corner. Hey, can I get a ride?
Well, I get that too.
Yeah, we get that.
Do you really?
That's ubiquitous.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Anything
from the men?
Oh yeah.
Well, it's usually.
Oh really?
I get it from the women.
Shut up.
It's serious. I usually get it from the youngsters. Yo, let me ride that.
Interesting.
That's different.
They just want to steal it.
Well, yeah. Let me ride that. Yo, let me ride that.
Well, it's like, nah, I can't imagine my experience is much different other than the not getting made fun of thing. I mean,
in my case, they're 200 pounds.
You know, people saying you're riding on some kind of faggy moped or anything like that.
Well, again, I am a 115-pound girl, so
fair enough.
You know.
Well, I think it's like more socially acceptable for a nice young lady to be riding around on a nice, cute little scooter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're grown men. Grown men riding around on these silly little machines, and people are like, oh, where do you get a real bike? And it's like, what is a real bike? You know? Oh, it needs
you,
to be.
You know the kind that you put in the garage for 6 months a year?
Exactly. It needs to be 600 pounds and 1,800 cc's, and it needs to be big and heavy, and you can't ride it in the rain or if it's like less than 65 degrees out.
Well,
You know, it's really loud. It's like, well, you know, my bike's loud and it goes 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, what's a real bike? Lawnmower is like, you know.
Driving around town. Do I really need to go faster than that? I mean, come on.
Yeah. At least not here in Philly. It's kind of ridiculous.
Right. It is kind of ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, well, I...
$96.
God damn.
Sorry, Ossifer.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I think it makes me appear a lot more badass than I actually am. People are like, oh, she rides a scooter. That is badass. That's some of the commentary that's been circulating on the web, and it's not really that badass. Right. It's 50 cc's, but
it's kind
of. But then again, I'm not one to tell people that I'm not. You know, if they want to think that
a girl riding a scooter is badass, a dude riding a scooter is gay.
Well,
right, there's no happy medium.
But dudes have been riding scooters since 1940.
Whatever. Yeah, actually, before that, the 20s,
something like that.
Hey,
so it's just you know, it's kind of another indication how we haven't really caught up on
right. I can picture like 1923, a dude riding around on a Salisbury scooter, and some guy on a bicycle making fun of him because motorcycles hadn't been invented yet or something. You know, like
well,
like,
I mean,
you know, like nice scooter. Bing, bing, bing. He's on one of those bicycles with the big front wheel, you know, one of those guys.
A little back wheel.
That's all I can picture. Like, if people get made fun of for riding scooters from
actually, the only people that have given me any real flack are people on bicycles, you know, who have taken the brakes off their bicycles.
Are the ones that are running intersections cut in front of you, and then when you got to slam on your brakes, they give you dirty looks?
Yeah, I've hit their mother or something like that.
Right. Well, if you can go back in time and do it at just the right time.
I mean, I'm all for bicycles. Just leave the brakes on. God damn it.
Yeah. Stop at a stop sign or stop at a stop later.
Brakes are for sissies.
The cops supposedly are cracking down on bicycles.
Supposedly. I still watch people drive by every day going up wrong way.
That was about a year ago when they did that?
Yeah, it was like a month ago.
They cracked down on people for about a week.
It was a month ago.
Did they? A month ago, too?
Where's your concept of time?
Yeah. Well, no, it was like a year ago that two people got killed within the same month or something, and so it was like a big deal. They decided,
one of them here on Passion, actually. Right.
Oh yeah, on a bike.
I saw the dude laying on the ground.
No, a bike
hit an old guy,
a pedestrian, and killed him.
Whoa.
Yep.
What the? How is that?
Guy was on East Passion here, literally a quarter block away from the shop. And an old guy was stepping out between two cars across the street, which, you know, jaywalking isn't right either, technically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was looking down the direction that cars would be coming. He's looking for a car. He steps out, doesn't see one, starts to walk across the street. Here comes a bicycle going the wrong direction.
Yeah, going 80 miles an hour?
What happened was, there was an old guy. He hit him. He fell down, hit his head on the ground.
So imagine a bike with like knives.
It wasn't instantaneous. I was actually blocking traffic for our local cop here while he was giving him medical attention. He ended up dying like a couple days later, I think.
Probably hemorrhaged.
Right. Yeah. He went in a coma like right away. You know, he hit his head on the ground. Which
bicyclists take note.
Which also brings us back to helmets, because you can be walking down the street, hit your head on the ground.
Well,
so wear your helmets.
I think my products will be in high demand in that case. I mean, pedestrians.
But, yeah, that was, about a year and a half ago? I don't even know. And then after that, something else happened. Same thing.
I think it was in, it was either like Market Street or University City. Somebody was stepping out.
Right.
A bike blew a red light.
Right.
Mm.
And that was as I recall, it was a messenger, and it was like a hit and run.
All right.
And they...
Yeah. So they decided decided to crack down and actually, you know, enforce the laws, which are bicycles have to stop at stop signs and red lights.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a vehicle. You know, you have to do that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not even supposed to cross the street on a red light, if I'm not mistaken. Walking.
Yeah, that's that's called jaywalking.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah. You know, and they decided to crack down. They made a big stink about it, and like all the bicycle people got out of, you know, up in arms, because just, you know, there's a lot of them. They're really organized, apparently. but they were around Rittenhouse Square and stuff. And they had like volunteer like bicycle police giving out like, you know, not actual citations but warnings. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean.
Then
it's not like people on scooters can't be douches. I mean, I've seen it many, many times. I'll be, you know, in a line of traffic. I could easily go around, but
right.
It's dangerous and not cool. It's just not cool.
A couple bad apples spoil the bunch. You know, I've seen people that ride on the sidewalk, and I'm like, stop, please. You are ruining it for the rest of us, because everyone's going to think that we're scooters.
We're out of control, and you're
riding on sidewalks, running over your grandma and grandpa, and it's not true. It's most of us are responsible.
I actually ran over a grandma the other day.
Oh,
were you on a reindeer at the time?
Did she bounce?
Oh my!
Did you catch her on the first bounce?
All right, there we go.
But
are we talking about babies or something?
Grandmoms.
Anywho.
Yeah, we just. You know, be a rational person, drive like you're supposed to be. I mean, the nice thing about the scooter is if we need to squeeze around a bus or a trash truck, we can. A lot of times trash trucks will wave us through because we can squeeze by them. It's not a big deal, and it's kind of nice.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to make sure they see you.
Bicycle lanes for bicycles, you know, stuff like that. Sure, you're not supposed to drive past everyone.
I love the
lane splitting is illegal in Pennsylvania, so you're not supposed to do it.
Although, guys.
It's also incredibly dangerous because no one knows to look for you because they're not trained to lane split.
Right.
Well, a few
customers have been doored. And that's, that's when you're driving too close to the parked cars and someone flings their door open.
Without looking.
Without looking. Yeah. And
crappiness on both sides.
Did this happen recently?
I almost had that
last year, I think, was the last big
last
one.
Last dooring incident.
Yeah. Wow. But, sounds dirty. It'll do a number to your bike and your body, you know, when you're in the middle of this, you know, all of a sudden you're doing 35, all of a sudden you're doing zero.
Oh yeah,
probably into a door.
Yeah. Probably a gymnastic flip as well.
Yeah, usually there's some sort of somersaulting.
there was a good
strong land.
Good story from last year. Some guy was trying to trade in a bike, and he's like, "Why are you getting rid of the bike?" He's like, "Cops around here are such assholes." I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah,
and he's like, "Yo, they gave me a ticket for running a red light." I was like, "Yeah, they're supposed to." He's like, "In Spain, they don't. I can do whatever I want." I was like, "This isn't Spain."
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was like, "No,
it's America."
Yeah, it's on the other side of the planet. It does not apply.
Yeah.
I mean, it's America.
Well, that's America. The problem. Everybody thinks it's like Italy or Spain or Rome and that they do whatever they want. And I know that in Italy, they say, you know, it's different for the Vespa. You can go whatever you want. If you want to cross the Vespa, fine. If the street says it's a one-way sign the other direction and you're on a Vespa and they go your way.
Yeah, and how many accidents do they probably have?
They've also been doing it for 65 years. So it's part of the culture.
And they know to look for it.
And everyone in a car probably rode a scooter at some point, and they know what's going on, and the laws are written for that. There's certain, you know, places where you're at where there's actually a little section at the front of the intersection where you're expected to go around the cars at a red light and pull up to the front of the intersection just so that you're at the front of the line and ready to go.
Right.
But, you know.
Not here.
Not here. This isn't that place.
Yeah, and it's eventually we could get to that point, but it's a lot of changing the culture.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah. Unless you start a town of your own based around scooter riding.
Let's do it. Scooter town.
Yeah. I think if any
isn't
city,
that Sim City or something like that?
Yeah. Talking about real life, man.
Yeah. Oh.
I think if any city in the United States is, you know, closely resembled to a European city in terms of the way it's set up, like the very narrow, tight streets. Oops, touched the microphone. Philadelphia is like that. I mean, New York's got nice, big, wide open streets. A lot of cities have big, wide open streets. You know, we're a small street city. Yeah. And
cobblestone.
And an older city.
One of the oldest cities. And
one of the awesomest cities.
This city is much way better if so many people were riding scooters or two wheels or whatever, because it's so much better. There's less cars in the street.
You've got a whole car mindset that you have to
affect. Unfortunately, we're all Americans.
Well, yeah, it's the thing. In Europe,
bigger is better.
In Europe, they started, you know, with horse-drawn carts and stuff like that. All their cities.
Is that how they started?
Well, I'm just saying, their cities, they're built, they came around, and that was the means of transportation, was horses and stuff, you know?
Tell us more.
Well, out of necessity was, you know, especially after the war, they needed small vehicles to get around these small, congested streets. So now America...
This just turned into the History Channel.
...is newer. Yeah, there we go. America's newer, and basically all our cities and roadways are designed around big, fat American automobiles.
Except Philly.
Go on.
Well, yeah. Except that in Philly, you know, the...
Except in Philly, I mean, there's...
Well, there's... Sure, like a lot of South Philly, you know, the Great Northeast, that was part of the post-war boom. It was all built up after the war. But, you know, Center City, Old City, that's... You know, a lot of that stuff predated the automobile. So
I feel like I want a fact checker. We need a new person, sitting on a scooter.
I mean,
all two ways.
I was talking about the United States in general.
Yeah. Well, one of the things with Philly that
and
I
even
find
then,
is
our
that
horse-drawn carts were a lot bigger and wider and faster than they needed.
The horses had bigger butts.
Yeah.
More horsepower.
But they all six horses.
No, eight. and a V.
The people were smaller.
So, like, one of the things I find about Philly, like, to that regard, though, is that, you know, it because Philly's, like, much more of an entrenched, like, working class city, there's sort of, like, this idea about, you know, if you're going to be living in this city, you're entitled and you have this right to a car. And it's, like, try and... convince somebody otherwise, it's like, well, you know, it's like downright anti-American.
Right.
And it's like, well, it's not, but, you know, try and tell, you know, your neighbors down on Tree Street that they really shouldn't drive a car and that, you know.
My street's not too bad, but if you go up to like 18th, 19th and Shunk or something like and you get these, you know, slightly bigger houses and the family, like everyone in the family still lives there. So they have like four kids, and each one of them has a car. So you go up there, and everyone's like quadruple parked.
Yep.
But the street's super wide, so I guess why not? But it's like,
do you know anything about the history of parking in the middle of Broad Street? Tell us more. I want to hear that history.
But it's one of those things. Does every single person in a house need their own
car? Heard about that one.
And also, move out of your parents' house.
Right.
That's nonsense. That's not what Philadelphians do.
You know, I had a guy that lived up in that area, came in and was looking to buy a scooter, and I think he got denied for credit or something. But anyway, he was like, oh my God, I live up at like 20th and Shunk, and have you been up there? I'm like, yeah, it's ridiculous. He's like, I know. It's like, you got to make four phone calls to get your car out because, you know, there's four cars parked, you know, three deep in front of you.
I don't understand why people park on like, you know, long ways, like a parking spot, and then they could park more cars and you don't have to worry about getting parked in.
Well,
write up a proposal.
Yeah, there you go. Angle parking only.
Or some sort of like mechanism where you can like, you know, your car goes down into the street, kind of like a car vending machine.
Well, they have this in Germany. Street. Yeah, it's like a parking garage and it's all automated. You pull in.
Really?
And
crazy talk.
It's all windows and you watch your car go get lifted up in the air.
Volkswagen place too.
Well, it's kind of like that. Yeah, the Volkswagen.
You know, I thought of that by myself.
Yeah.
More confirmation.
But, you know, he's like, oh my God, I need a scooter because I'm tired of having to make 15 phone calls and wait an hour to get my car out when I need to run to the grocery store.
Right.
Well, hopefully he'll try again and his credit will do better.
Yeah, maybe he'll come back with cash or something. But
maybe he's listening to this. He's like, how dare you talk about my credit?
Oh, I'm sure he is. He's definitely listening to this.
Yeah. Well, half of Philadelphia, I hear, listens to this podcast.
How big is Philadelphia? 200?
A couple million
people? 5 million?
Apparently, 4 or 5 million. There's enough housing available for 10 million, but there's only 5 million here.
Where are you getting your numbers?
In the city as a whole.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
I believe it.
We lost a lot of people back there in the 90s, I guess.
Lost a lot of good people. Couldn't happen.
The war, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The war of 1994.
Boy, oh boy.
A giant flash mob came by and stole everybody.
And then
they
the
left the cars.
You can't see in the grid of them. On a side note, guys, I got to announce
everybody
that the podcast seems to be doing real well. This is today is what, the 15th of the month. We've had over 100 downloads this month of the podcast, plus another 40 or 50 downloads via the web browser. So it's doing pretty well, enough that I had to spring for more bandwidth.
Strong work, son.
Yeah, so I thank you to everybody who's been listening.
That is really lame.
We'll try to keep up the good work.
Actually, it's just my grandmother had the volume down on her computer and kept trying to listen to it 96 times. So I apologize for that.
She owes me some money then.
That's why we exceeded our bandwidth that month.
Yeah.
So it smells like fall, like the weather.
It is. Today is the first day. It's dipped down quite low.
That's the next podcast. I'm sorry.
We're looking
my
into the future.
It's a scooter with a flex capacitor. Scooter.
Yes.
Scooter.
It's really something.
How'd you come up with that idea? You were hanging a painting above your toilet in the bathroom, right?
And Marty, then, Marty, come here. Come in here.
Doc.
You gotta see this.
Doc.
Doc.
We could put Rufus on the scooter to try it out.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Your Rufus or my Rufus?
Mine's a pug, I think.
Rufi?
The roof together. The roof eye.
Together, the one ultimate dog.
They could have some sort of like ring.
Rufuses unite.
Yeah, we can tape them back to back, and if one gets flipped over, the other one's on its legs.
Yeah.
Dog
like
centipede.
That was a show on Nickelodeon, wasn't it?
That was like some sort of awful Japanese.
It was cat dog.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the centipede.
Yeah, the human centipede. That was
not Nickelodeon.
No, I'm sorry, the two dogs.
Was the
things kids watch these days. Really,
scooters and motorcycles.
Really
aren't they something?
Nothing shocks anybody these days, these kids.
Don't you like scooters and motorcycles? Aren't they great? They're really something.
Boy, oh boy.
Taking over the world.
Boy, oh boy. And women on motor scooters.
Yes. Oh my.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think about women on motor scooters?
I love it.
I dig them.
Yeah? Do you have any different, like, is it... Do you think about that differently than you do from, like, men?
I often, when I see a girl on a scooter, I think, that scooter would look great on my bedroom floor.
I'd like to touch that scooter.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that ladies on scooters ride with incredibly refined posture.
Yes.
They are.
Exactly.
They don't know why.
It's because they're scared to death. It's the first time they ever rode anything with two wheels that wasn't a bicycle.
I'm proud to say that I do not sit erect.
And most you know, boys growing up had a dirt bike.
Or wind resistance.
Get that 50 up speed.
Sometimes I do if the mood strikes me. Yeah. But
I'm all for lady riders. Probably the only thing I see that there's an issue with them is getting it onto the center stand seems to be a little more difficult. But other than that, seems to be more difficult for
also them. They're more likely to be wearing short shorts and flip-flops.
This is true, which visually is a good thing. I don't consider flip-flops clothes. I wouldn't wear those down the street.
You clearly haven't seen me riding this summer.
I said usually.
Do you have any pictures?
They seem to be more opposed to helmets too.
Yes.
Ladies?
It messes up their hair.
Well, it's just got the hair did, you know?
Yeah, they're like, it makes my head look big.
Well, you know, that's why I had to do what I did.
You know, I was following a young lady on a Metropolitan the other day who was on her, Metropolitan. Yeah.
So she was going 28 miles an hour, yes.
With her flip-flops, her protective sweater, and no gloves, no eyewear. Like, really?
Which reminds me of a situation last week when one of our good customers, while we were fixing something on her bike, had to get her nails did.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got her fingernails did, she decided to get her toenails did.
Mm-hmm.
And then she come walking back up to drive her bike away, and she had those like fake flip flops they give you, little like quarter inch piece of foam.
That's paper,
right? And we were looking at her, we're like, hey, and she's like, what is this bad?
Hey,
and she's like, she knew it was bad. She's like, well, I'll be all right, right? And we're like, well, as long as you don't put your feet down.
I mean, if you're okay with going down three shoe sizes,
right?
Sure.
I mean, that's the thing. Who needs toes?
Ladies don't like big feet anyways.
And right out here, you've got the tracks in the middle of the street
They've made great strides with prosthetics these days. So, you know,
science is doing great things with toe prosthetics.
They can take your big toe and make it to a thumb. Why can't they go the other way?
All we could do is cringe. We scolded her a little bit.
What do you want more, a thumb?
Told her to put her shoes on, and then we went inside because there's nothing you can do. This is an adult woman, so you can only tell people so many times. I'm not your mother, so.
Well, I mean, the truth is, I'm guilty. Well, yes. I myself am guilty of riding in short shorts, but I don't hear any of you complaining about that. So
not at all.
No. Silence. So.
Awesome.
Well, not too short.
There was only one time that I was not really happy with a woman riding a scooter.
Mm.
When I was on the Ben Franklin Parkway, and I pulled up to the red light, and she did as well. I think she was riding a Stella. But when she stopped at the light, she was sitting on the seat, but her feet were down, and she was like a ballerina because her feet really didn't reach the ground. So it was more of a matter of fit. So I was thinking, oh, she only bought it because it was cute, but it doesn't really fit her.
Mm-hmm.
And that right. But did
well,
she
look
pretty?
Well, that's why I went with, yeah. How did her feet look?
Again, I can't say that because, being a rider.
You pig.
I wasn't being a pig. I was being more of a rider safety kind of guy. I was being the safety police.
Safety.
I was more upset with that because it didn't fit her. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she was uncomfortable.
Well, that's one of the reasons I went with the Kymco.
Who would have sold her such a ill-fitting bike?
I have no idea.
Yeah, there's so many scooter places around here.
You know, we can't control what bikes sold after like resales.
I kid because I love.
What kind of shoes was she wearing? Flip-flops or she wearing regular shoes?
I think she was wearing not flip-flops. They were regular shoes. Right. You know, like a low, almost like a Chinese.
I mean, us here in Philadelphia Scooters try our best to steer people towards the bike that suits them best.
Is that why you're trying to get me on a bigger one than the Cento?
But there's only so much
scooters
we can do.
Or okay. So
you don't know. You don't know, man.
That's what she said.
You don't even.
But you know, some people come in and they say, "I want that bike," and I don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
they get the hots for it, and that's it.
Which is odd because you said it was a Stella. Normally, when people come in and go, "Oh, I want a Stella," and as soon as you tell them that it's a manual shift scooter, they decide to run right out the door.
You're hating on the Stella.
I love Stellas.
You always bring that story up.
Because Stellas,
it's 31 inch high seat.
It's what people think about when they're thinking like an old scooter.
Mm. You know? It's attractive.
And it gets people in the door. And
be warned, kids, the Stella has a clutch.
It does. Well, that's the thing. But as soon as you tell people that it has a clutch, I'd say more than 50% of the people either look at something different or run out the door.
Well, you know what, though? We got to talk about that because you don't want people coming in doing something they're not comfortable with them. first thing right. you we want is people to, on if a they're not comfortable with a clutch,
La Vitra. Yeah.
Then
La Vitra?
The bitches,
La Vitra. La Vitra.
Bitches don't need a clutch.
Yeah.
No clutch.
Where's your mind?
Huh?
He's been on another beer. Planet this whole time.
Yes, it's a wonderful place too. It's a great place.
It's warm and fuzzy. And
oh yes.
Where were we?
Where were we?
The right screw with the right person, but we're wrapping up on time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
But you know that's the thing. You know, people do your research. Get a bike that suits you.
No judgment
here. Don't wear flip-flops.
Don't wear sneakers.
Don't run red lights.
But short shorts are okay.
Don't paint your helmet. What else?
Well, yeah, don't.
Wear a helmet.
There's already somebody in Philadelphia doing that.
No reflective tape on the helmet.
And if you're going to paint a helmet, don't wear it when you're riding.
Right.
Don't paint your helmet while you're riding.
Ornamental.
Don't paint
your helmet while you're riding.
Yeah.
Don't sniff the paint while you're riding.
That's okay.
It depends on how much you're... No. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
These are all great takeaways.
What have we learned?
What are we taking
away?
Are
they great? Are they really?
Yes.
There's something.
There's something.
They're really, really something.
This is the end. The end of the podcast. The end.
Wow.
Frank Sinatra.
Not really.
Almost.
Jim Morrison. What was the name of your band again? The...
The who what?
The dangerous something.
The skank horn
DAB.
What was it?
The DAB.
My fake band, the Dynamite Action Brigade.
There you go. There you go.
Special thanks for exit music, by the way.
There you go. We'll see if we can.
What kind of waffles?
I'll see if I can arrange some of that to actually show up on the beginning or end of the podcast.
When they have their reunion show.
All right, guys. For the Two Wheels and Some Tools podcast, this is Ben, and signing off for Dan, Jen, Geiger, and Bart.
Yep,
we'll see you next time.
Adios.
You.
Goodbye.